Aircheckdownloads.com.
The Golden Hour with Simon Bates.
The Golden Hour on 1FM. Not off.
1FM. It's 30 minutes after 9. The Olympics were on. Sebastian Coe got a silver medal in the 1500 metres final. It's the year that Michael Foote left the Labour Party's leadership position, the year that the Iranian embassy was stormed by the SAS live on TV around the world, and the year also Cecil Beaton, the photographer and designer, died age 76, and there was a shock because official figures revealed that unemployment in Great Britain had gone up to 2 million. And people thought that was bad. The steel strike ended in this year. James Callaghan was the big personality in the Labour Party. It's also the year that the Prince of Wales attended the handing over of the last British colony in Africa to its residents as Zimbabwe became a nation. 17 minutes past 9, 1FM, with the Golden Hour, part 1. So which year is it? Hot Chocolate is next at number 7 in that year.
1993, Golden Hour.
I'm your best friend back in town again to get you on your dancing feet.
Simon Bates.
Simon who?
But what was the year?
10 Tamworth, Sharon Onion, A&B Glass in Malvern, Mark Bennett in Abingdon and Oxford, Steve Williams from Southport, Dave Cope in Staffordshire, John and Dave from the Oakey Brothers Butchers in the Cotswolds, Stephen Kim Parks from Cannon Industries in the West Midlands, and Tellboy from Glasgow. Okay, what year was it? It was 1980 on part one. Part two follows in the merest hint, glimmer of time, after the news from Peter Bowes.
Another American soldier has been killed in Somalia.
Part two of the Golden Hour with Symes.
You're ready? 1FM.
So, 2 hours to go when Lady Thatcher takes to the platform at the Tory Party conference in Blackpool. This is the Golden Hour part two when Geoffrey Archam, a darling of the conference this week, became deputy Tory leader under Norman Tebbit. And the opinion polls put the Alliance in the lead ahead of Labour with the Tories in third place. Oh, and Mrs. Thatcher went on to win the next election.
An old geezer who came out of nowhere, country singer by the name of Huey Lewis, who had a hit in this country, first of all, with The News and The Power of Love. Harold Faltermeyer was one of those people you met and you thought, no, thank you. He's coming next, start to go west, and we close our eyes. It's 23 minutes to 10. This is 1FM. His name at your local Roxy was Eddie Murphy. Harold Faltermeyer wrote the soundtrack for Beverly Hills Cop, and Axel F was number 2. Round and Round by Jackie Graham from Wolverhampton was number 9. It's 16 minutes to 10. The face. Jimmy Nail, Love Don't Live Here Anymore was in the charts. Huey Lewis in The News had The Power of Love. Go West, We Close Our Eyes. Harold Faltermeyer with music from Beverly Hills Cop and Jackie Graham, Round and Round. We got time for three more? Depends how moody Peter Bowes gets. Godly and Cream are next with Cry, and then it's Dire Straits and Money for Nothing as the Golden Hour Part 2 continues. Before it took off, MTV was the hero. Dire Straits. Nick Morrow from Hull. Corby Office Supplies also buddies the florist in Castle Donington. The internal communications section on board HMS York. Is that at sea or is that one of those training establishments? Emma Nichols in Norwich. Ken Levis from Leicester. Julie Foster in Sheffield. Mark Bennett in Oxford. And also Jerry Ramsey in Huddersfield. Ian and Rodders. God bless them. Charles McIntosh Limited in Suffolk. Cathy Greer from Wigan. On the fax. Hi to Harbin Hobbies in Edinburgh. Also the lads from GEC, Alstom Manchester Metrolink Depot. Who else? Greg Mayer in Doncaster. Manhattan Partnership, the Transmission Project, who else? John and Andy and Dale at the White Cross Garage, and Neil Carley working hard as normal. As part of the fine, well-honed team, Print and Design Shop. If you said 1985, you were on the button.
10 o'clock, I'm Peter Bowes. Another American soldier has been killed in Somalia. 12 others were injured in the attack in Mogadishu. A man's died and two were injured in West Belfast when terrorists walked into a pub and opened fire. And Southwest Electricity is to shed 350 jobs. The company says it's to cut costs. The latest in 30 minutes.
Congratulates Donnie, because the best headline today, the best front page, is unquestionably the front of today.
Aircheckdownloads.com.